I'm looking at my notes here on my phone, and I realize, looking at this, that April 10th, 2014 is when I made this list. That means we've been doing Fun with Country Music now for 2 years and some change, 4 or 5 months. And we first noticed it early in the year, in 2014, and we started talking about it off the air, how ridiculous country music had become. That every single song that was being played out of Nashville and being played on the big country stations had the exact same elements. And the term bro country came about right after that, probably within about 6 months or a year after that. The backlash started.
Credit us. We started this. We've been doing this for a long time.
I know. We really have. And I feel like that we have been agents of change in this medium. And I'm dead serious. I feel that, now, we haven't affected individual artists that live here, but it's been, the word has been spread of how ridiculous these lyrics are, you know?
Correct.
And how stereotypical they are. That every single song that was really big a couple of years ago had these elements. Truck, girl, beer, and or liquor, farm equipment, mud, dust, some form of rural setting like a river or a creek bed or something like that, jeans, boots, hunting, fishing.
Boy, that I don't listen to a lot of it, but it sounds right to me.
And if you're in a pinch, God and troops
are cheating.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of goes in with the woman and stuff like that. But
they don't even talk about cheating anymore. That's like George Jones days.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's too serious.
Okay.
This is just party music.
Yeah, you have to actually feel something to put yourself in a position to make that choice.
So the guy that we played initially 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, was Luke Bryan. I don't know what song it was. It was either him or Florida Georgia Line, but I think Luke was the first one.
It was Luke, and I think it was the one where he... Oh, God, is it the one that I sang at Summer Bash 2 years ago?
It may have
Cruise.
Been.
Cruise?
No, that was Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah, that's the one about how he wants to feed his woman catfish, and they go camping, and she's like, no, I really don't want that.
Right, and they're making out in the hay and the
remember which
creek.
Song it is.
And
take the camping out, and I'd go out there with him and eat catfish.
Well, we all love catfish.
Yeah.
So... He has all.
But we're saying that you're camping, and your girlfriend doesn't want to reverse cowgirl you after 3 days with no shower and a gut full of fried fish.
Yeah,
it's just
right there.
It sounds appealing
in the river.
Yeah, after a day with lake balls.
Yeah,
she doesn't want that.
So Luke Bryan continues to deliver. I think the last time we played him, his song was "Kick Up the Dust," and this was after. He had come out and done this lengthy interview with, I want to say it may have been Rolling Stone. He said, you know what, I'm changing. I know the backlash. I do still love this music, but it's time for me to get a little bit deeper within my lyrics.
Yeah, let's keep in mind, this guy's 40.
He's older than that, isn't he?
Maybe 41 now.
Yeah.
But he's up there.
And but he always comes back to it. So there's always this gold at the end of the rainbow. Because he cannot get away from this style of music in this way that he writes.
And when I got up today and saw my Twitter feed, I had a feeling we were going to be doing this segment today.
His newest song is called, which was released this morning, Love Me in a Field.
All right, at this point, he's doing a bit, right?
You don't even have to play the song. The title itself will let you know that, yes, you can have fun with that.
Now, it starts off, and you're like, well, wait a minute, where's my fun elements? Where's my truck, jeans, boots, beer, catfish, all that stuff?
Luke just turned 40.
Okay.
My favorite headline is on RollingStone.com, and it says, hear Luke Bryan's sexy new farm song.
That is, now they're doing a bit.
Love Me in a Field.
That was the funniest thing, and I hashtagged it when I put it on Twitter of sexy farm song. What the frank is that? All right, so here we go. Here is Luke Bryan's Love Me in a Field.
A big old boat with a fancy name.
backseat. Don't need no rusty truck bed. We can leave that dust on that old porch swing.
All right, so he avoids it for about two sentences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Before he gets into his truck bed and dust. And so right out of the chute, he tries to avoid it, but he can't stay away for too long.
Don't need a backseat. Don't need no rusty truck bed. We can leave that dust on that old porch swing.
Here we go.
Let's get tangled in the tassels of some 10-foot cord.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry.
Let's get tangled in the tassel of some 10-foot corn.
Oh, man.
So you are going to take your lady.
Time out.
Go ahead.
I can't even. Okay, so he's telling this girl, this
yes.
poor girl.
Yes.
Who's like, hey, man, I'm going out on a date with Luke Bryan.
Yeah, I like okay. you,
yeah,
Luke.
He's kind of cute. Yeah. You know what? She's telling her friends.
He's real successful.
This
he probably
may
makes
be
a lot
night.
Of money. Yeah.
And, this and if may we, be the night
if
I'm going to give it to
we
him.
We get together. I mean, heck, he's probably staying at the Four Seasons. I mean, you know, it'll be a nice place. We'll get some cocktails at the bar, and he's going to have like a huge king-size beautiful bed.
I can put on the robe yeah. afterwards.
But when it gets time for lovemaking, he wants to tell this girl that we don't need a hotel.
No.
No, we don't need a high-rise. We're not even going to go get in the back seat of a car.
Or a truck bed.
Or a rusty truck bed. No, honey.
Or a port swing.
I'm going to treat you right and throttle you at 100 miles an hour on corn. What?
Or is it in corn?
In corn, yeah.
Corn?
10-foot corn stalks is where he wants to do his lovemaking.
Oh, my gosh. Keep going, please.
It gets better.
Oh, my God. On that old porch swing, let's get tangled in the tassels of some 10-foot corn. Tear our T-shirts in the cotton patch behind the bar.
Oh, my God.
All right. After we're done in the cornfield, I'm going to take you to a cotton patch.
And tear our T-shirts, because we'll leave the T-shirts on for the corn.
Yeah.
Finish there.
Corn is
you don't
want
to get itchy.
Right, yeah. right. But then you tear the T-shirts off in a cotton patch.
I don't mean to be racist with our friend in here. Have you ever picked cotton?
Yes, I have.
I have, too.
And it hurts. Those little burrs that hold the cotton balls in there, that's painful.
It hurts like a son of a bitch to even touch it with your fingers, to lie down on it and nail someone.
But he's tearing the shirts off in the cotton.
Okay.
Either way.
Just so they can get back to the corn so they can do it.
Behind a barn.
10-foot corn, tear our T-shirts in the cotton patch behind. Lost down in the rye grass, lay a blanket in the beach, tear up some turnip.
Then he's going to take her to the beets.
Beets?
Have you guys ever eaten beets?
Yes, I have. And you ever, like, gotten them on your finger?
Yeah.
I really like beets. Beets are good.
I do, too.
Yeah. After doing it in beets. A field of beets, they're going to roll out of there looking like a... like human borscht. I mean, they're going to be purple and red.
I know.
Beets.
Well, I don't think they're cooked when they're out there. They're not pickled beets just ready to eat.
Well, I don't know that.
I don't care. He just wants to find the beets.
They're going
to
be purple.
Again, she's looking at him going, can we just go back?
Right. Back to the mansion?
Like, I saw you at Starplex in front of 80,000 people. We can't even go back to your house?
Like, backstage in
nope.
a couch that's yeah. back there in the green room?
No. Let's go to the beach. But after the beats, honey, I got one more in store for you.
Get lost down in the rye grass. Lay a blanket in the beach. Tear up some turnip rings on some river.
Tear up some turnip greens.
On some river bottom ground. So not only are we going to boink on turnips, we're going to dump them in the river first. And then I'm going to plow you on top of that.
Oh, you want to get them soft.
Because I want to get the beet stains off your ass. That's the ultimate goal.
This woman clearly
has... Is that blood?
This woman clearly has no say in the evening's plans.
But just thinking about...
And how many times are you going to do it?
They're sipping on some moonshine, and he's telling her everything he's going to do to her.
Yeah.
She's just
kind of like backing away, getting closer. closer to the door. All right, Luke. Well, like nice to meet you.
Like she has 9-1 on the phone dial that she's just waiting on the last one to call for help.
Oh, man. Oh, even better. Okay.
Mustard vines
no,
on
hang
a
on.
Hill.
Brains on some river bottom ground. Or find some muscadines up on a hill. We're going to find some muscadines up on a hill. Do you know what that is?
No.
Grapes. So after after I tag you
yeah,
in the corn,
the cotton.
The, yeah, you're picking the turnip greens out of your hair.
Yeah, the beets,
other things.
The turnips, the river.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to put you on top of a thing of grapes.
He's making a salad.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
What happens after the grapes? Is that it?
Love me in a field.
Yeah. All right, I want to get to the bridge.
Now we got that California King in the back of that Georgia double wide, and I'm about to bust out.
But what?
Whoa,
where
whoa.
Was that?
Yeah.
Where was that all along? The California King in the double wide.
He's trying to convince this woman that making love in salad is a much better idea than this comfortable memory foam bed.
Sings when I get you to the countryside. What's that sound like to you? Because it sounds dang good to me.
No.
Just hit me with a smile when you're ready to leave. Let's get tangled in the tassels of some 10-foot corn. Tear our t-shirts in the cotton patch behind the barn. Get lost out in the rye grass. Lay a blanket in the beans. Tear up some turnip greens on some river bottom ground. Or find some muscadines up on a hill. Baby, love
all right.
Me.
So after all that,
mm-hmm.
after your after you're basically a salad and you're waiting for Roquefort dressing to be poured all over you, literally.
What are they going
to
do, dog fashion and a bucket of raisins? What's next?
Just wait. All right. Let's find an old pasture.
Okay.
All right.
Quickly.
Oh my gosh.
How long's a while, Luke?
A place. So he's. At least there's a redeeming quality. We're going to be in a pasture, and hopefully there won't be a bunch of cow crap
yes,
in it.
Yes, but it's only been for a while.
Yeah.
Not like a generation.
Right.
A while. And if you did get rolled over on a big turd,
mm-hmm.
that's just kind of collateral damage.
That's on you, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Your blue eyes where the flowers grow wild. Little after me. Our skin, promise you won't nobody know where we've been. Let's get
no, everyone's gonna know. Yeah. There's gonna be cow crap,
yeah.
beets, turnip greens,
cotton.
Grapes, corn, mm-hmm. all on your ass. Everyone's gonna know.
Oh, what? You went out on a date with Luke Bryan, huh? How was that?
Yes, you smell like a chef's salad with cow manure on top of it. Where have you been with Luke Bryan again?
Oh, yeah.
Oh
I'm sorry,
gosh.
We're so late. We're
all right.
in trouble.
All right, we got to go. There you go. Fun with country music.